my life through books. I don't know if anyone can remember this book. You'll be showing your age. Anybody know who those two characters are? Put your hand up and show it. Go on then, Nanetti. It's not Janet and John. Well, mine wasn't Janet and John. Peter and Jane. Here we go. Peter and Jane like the dog. I like the dog. And that's actually not a true picture. It takes more than two people to brush a dog. We know that. Okay, so I moved on from learning to read to, this was my favourite book. I used to love, I grew up in a time where there wasn't central heating, so to go to bed with a book was great, and I used to love to read Five on Treasure Island, the famous five. We had five in our family, and I loved Famous Five. I then progressed to Little House on the Prairie, and my dream, my aspirations, I've even got it written down, was to have a family like the Little House on the Prairie. And I actually got my family like Little House on the Prairie, my three beautiful girls. But that's what I used to love to read. And I actually then went over to where that was made in British Columbia. And then when I was, I don't know whether it was when I first started school or when I left school, I was handed a little red book from the school. And I think, put your hand up if you got one of those. I don't know, they still don't do it, I don't think, or do they? But I was given one of those, and I did keep it in my pocket. Oh, you've got it, look at that. Wow, look at that, it's even got one there. Brilliant. Well, it was on, my testimony, my story is that that bit there, Little House on the Prairie, I always dreamed of going to British Columbia where that was made. And I went over there, and my family were Christians over there. I wasn't a Christian, our families weren't Christian, but I had a great upbringing, wonderful parents, and I'm thankful to God for that. But when I got home, I started to read that, and I have never stopped reading it. And as much as books, it's never just a book, can be, whether you like a traditional tale, whether you like biographies, you like adventure stories, DIY books, can I just say, for the record, DIY, it's do-it-yourself, Helen. End of. Isn't it, Adrian? And it is upside down, do-it-yourself, Helen. Whether you like a diary, or you like reading letters, or your Mills and Boone's romance, the Bible contains each of those things. It has the tales. A traditional tale is a tale that's retold. I'm thankful that churches and schools retell the nativity story, the story of the birth of Christ. I'm glad that, you know, there is adventure, there's history, there's biographies in there. There are do-it-yourself, there's a do-it-yourself manual. And there are diaries, it's the stories of the life of people. There are letters, we read Paul's letters or the letters from John. And there is romance, Boaz and Ruth, beautiful romance story. The Holy Bible. I'm actually glad it now comes on an app so you can make it big. I am not as brave as Adrian to wear my glasses, so I'm glad for iPad, so we can actually now have the Holy Bible on an app. The Word of God is living and active. I can read the same verse time and time again, but something will jump out. It is more than just a book. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. It's more than just a book. It's more than just a good read. And the Bible says this. Paul encourages Timothy, study and do your best to present yourself to God, approved, a workman tested by trial, who has no reason to be ashamed, accurately handling and skillfully teaching the word of God. Now, I want to tell a story. I love telling stories. And this story is a story in the Bible. And I've asked a helper. It's a son of David. So, come on, Matt. The eldest son. So, please meet Solomon. There we are, thank you. He might have had to have been called out, so we'd have to have gone to the younger successor, but he's here. So there we go. I'm going to just use our imagination. This is our gorgeous, whatever it's called. What are they called? Cloak. There we are. We were there. Well, anyway, the story goes, I am going to read it from the Bible, but I'm going to just do it my style, first of all. Yeah, he needed hair, Matthew. There we go. He's a king. Well, David had died, and then the throne went to Solomon. And Solomon had a dream. And in this dream, he met God. And God said to him, Solomon, whatever you want to help rule the kingdom, you can have. Whatever you want. So, let's just do the poise, have a think. I've got to do a bit of acting. I wonder what you're going to have. Very good. I knew you'd be brilliant. So, where are my royal subjects? Now, I want us to do this like royalty. So, you're going to take the gift at the top and then walk and present it to the king. Do you want to start, Alicia? So, you're going to go to the end and then present it to the king. Very smart. Don't forget to bow. That's it. Walk down. I wonder what gift he's going to choose. I wonder if he's going to choose this gift to royal. There we are, present it to the king. Oh, amazing, Alicia. Bring it to him. I wonder if he wanted, what is that gift? World peace. I think that would be a good gift. That would be a good gift to rule a kingdom. I wonder. Go on, Eva. Come give this to your uncle. Go right to the king. King Solomon. Right then. Very good. Present it to the king. I wonder what gift he's going to have. A sweet shop. I think that's in for the making. Sweet shop. World peace sweet shop. No brainer, really, is it? Let's have a look. Go on, Christopher. Go down. Let's do the walk. Royal, great royal walk. I said I wanted a red carpet, Adrian. I've got one. Oh, amazing. Okay, so which is that? iPad Air. I think that would be quite good in back in them days. That would have been quite revolutionary, wouldn't it? iPad Air. Go on, Lacey. Go down to the end. Present it to the king. Taking this very seriously. That's it. A little curtsy. Lovely. Ocean cruise. Oh, see the world. I think that would be quite good. So we've got world peace, sweet shop, iPad Air, world cruise. I'm going to ask. Go on, Boaz. Go on. Got to respect. What is it? Trip to Disney. What do you reckon? What do you reckon, Boaz? Do you think that's a good gift? Do you think that'd be a good family gift? I think so. Reuben, do you want to do this one? Okay, so we've got world peace, Disney, iPad Air, ocean cruise, Disney. All good things, I think. Right then. Very nice. And a bow. And what about this one? Money. Do you think you needed that for king? Do you think? Which one of those do you think you would have? Which one would you choose? If you were, God said you could have any of them, what would you choose? What do you think? Disney. I think that's up there. Do you think Disney? What do you think? iPad Air? What do you think? It's the sweet shop. I think I'm up for the sweet shop. Now, let's just think if we can have these. See if any of these clever mummies and daddies can work out. Noah, can you just hold this? Come and stand up. That's it, good boy. I want to see if you can stand. See if you can tell me the gift that he asked for. Girls, do you want to come and stand up here for me? Come and hold these. See if you can work out what word it is. Good girls, do you want to come down up here for me? Thank you so much. You're sitting there very beautifully. Hold them up and they're going to see if they can do the anagram. Go on, boys. Chris, Reuben. Oh, sorry, Livy, do you want to get one? Good girl. See if they can work out what was the gift. See if any of the children can do it. What do you think? Hold it up. If you can pick all the letters, what do you think Solomon asked for? Go on then, shout it out, Nettie. Wisdom. Can we spell that? Where's the W? W-I-S. Anyone got the S? Sweet shop. Reuben? That's it. Come by here. I'm going to mix you up. That's it. Wisdom. Of all the gifts that Solomon could choose, he chose wisdom. And do you know what God did then? He said, you will have the gift of wisdom. to know from right and wrong. But because you've chosen wisdom, I will give you all those other things. Not sure that you would have had a trip to Disney and an iPad Air, but he had all of those things. I'm going to read it from the Word of God. Thank you. Can we give him a big clap? Massive. Can you just pop him on the floor for me? Thank you, Chris. This is what the Bible says. God appeared to Solomon, just so I've not made it up. God appeared to Solomon in a dream. God said, "What can I give you?" Solomon said, "You were extravagantly generous in love with David, my father, and he lived faithfully in your presence. His relationship was just and his heart was right. And you have persisted in this great and generous love by giving him, and this very day, a son to sit on his throne. And now I am here, God. My God, you've made me your servant. My father, in the ruler of the kingdom in the place of my David, my father. I'm too young for this, a mere child. I don't know the ropes, hardly the ins and outs. And here I am, set down in the middle of the people you've chosen, a great people, far too many to count. So here's what I want. Give me a God-listening heart so I can lead your people well, discerning the difference between good and evil. For who on their own is capable of leading your glorious people?" God the Master was delighted with Solomon's response. And God said to him, "Because you have asked for this and haven't grasped for a long life or riches or the doom of your enemies, but you have asked for the ability to lead and govern well, I will give you what you've asked for. I'm giving you a wise and mature heart. There's never been one like you before, and there will be no one after. As a bonus, I will give you both wealth and glory that you didn't ask for. There's not a king anywhere who will come up to your mark. And if you stay on course, keeping your eye on the life map and God's signs as your father did, I will also give you a long life." The Bible says, do your best. Study and do your best to present yourself approved by God. Do your best. As we start in a new academic year, I know that is the one thing I said to my own daughters. It's the one thing I say every time to the children, do your best. We can't ask for any more, to do your best. But that can seem very watery and wishy-washy. It's do your best. Best is the best that you can do. If my girls were saying, if they do your best, but I know they've not studied, I know that there's some kids that can do that and get well on, but you know that. It's doing your best, working hard, and it's your best. There's a story in the Bible about a widow's mite, and she just gave a penny. That was all she had, and that was her best. That wouldn't have been the best for a millionaire, but it was her best. God wants us, all of us, not just the children going back to school, all of us to do our best for him. So we are approved. Now I know, I remember Tracy shared a beautiful word. She said that we're marked, aren't we, FM, faulty products, or whatever it was that she said. I'm marked faulty. I am faulty. I've got many mistakes. Ask any of my family. But I know that there's nothing I can do to meet God's standards, but I do know that I've got a Saviour who's died for me and has washed me and has given me that route and that bridge to heaven. But one thing I do know, it doesn't just stop there. We've still got to work at it, because if it didn't, it wouldn't say that. God wants us not just to read the Word of God, but to be the Word of God. He wants us to study it, not just read it, but be it. So we can show ourselves approved. So when we stand before the throne of his God, I love the word what approved means. It means officially agreed to, stamp of approval, thumbs up, the green light. I want, when I go to see God in heaven, that I get the thumbs up, that I have got his seal of approval, that he knows my heart. He knows. There's many a time I'd like to stand up here and say, did you know they've done this, this, and this? And oh, if you only knew this. I can't, and I wouldn't. But God knows, and that is why I have a peace, because I know that God knows my heart. And that encouragement that Timothy had from Paul, study, do your best so you're approved. It's not just for the children going back to school. It's for every one of us. Any one of us who knows God has had salvation, that we read the Word of God. The Word of God is alive, it's living, it's relevant, so we can have the thumbs up for God. In Colossians it says, do your best, work from the heart for your real master, our God. For God, confident that you'll get paid in full when you come into inheritance. Keep in mind always that the ultimate master you're serving is Christ. The sullen servant who does shoddy work will be held responsible. Being a follower of Jesus doesn't cover up bad work. Do your best. As we start a new academic year, I really do pray that the children will do their best, because we want them to achieve their full potential. The same for you, all of us. It's God's heart, it's our heart, it's desire that we achieve our full potential in him, because we know that he is the best. Now, I know I'm going to hand over to Adrian, and thank you for those that have given me their favourite books, great stories, great books. Julia Donaldson was up there, I tell you. And we're going to have this great opportunity to pray for our children. So I'm going to hand over to Adrian. Thank you for listening to me.
Let's all do our very best. Let's all do, not just read it, but believe it and live it. That'd be great, wouldn't it? If we all did that, and we have then God's thumbs up, his approval, his stamp on our lives. How great is that this morning, just to take hold of that? And we want to pray. We're going to pray now for our time together. I want to show you something. I don't know if you can see that, the power of prayer. So back to school Sunday, we're going to pray now for boys and girls, mums, teachers that are going to school, back to school. But let me just read you something by Neil Bridger. Neil Bridger sent this. It said, a man called Neil Bridger said this last year. I was with you this time last year and really appreciated being prayed for in my role as a chair of governors of a school taking on the management of a neighbouring school that had received a poor Ofsted inspection. I asked for prayer for the challenging year ahead when we had this time of coming forward, just like now. And he says this, I'm pleased to say that both schools had a successful academic year and have a great blessed morning. It's great, isn't it? The power of prayer. You know, when we pray, it's not just there, bit of good, psychological good. It really is good. So when we pray together, let's pray with hope and expectation. We're going to have another time now. So the worship team are going to come back. We'll be closing in a moment or two and singing together. And as they come back, should we stand together? Let's stand together. We want the boys and girls now going back to school, whether it's to nursery, reception, primary, secondary school, university. Just come and stand. Would you come and stand at the front? You can come with your children if you're a mum or a dad and your little ones don't want to come on their own. That's fine. Come with them. If you can come, that'd be great. Be great. So you come, if you can come, come. Come and stand here. Come forward. You're just standing on the floor here. You can stand in front of us here. You can stand in front of the stage. There's plenty of space. If you want to come, mums and dads, caregivers, I can understand. It's a bit daunting for little ones. If you feel that it's too much, then you can stay where you're seated. But if you can come forward, it'd be great. Mums, dads, caregivers, you're welcome to come and stand by your children if you wish, just to give them a sense of support. But they can come on their own. That'd be great. Okay, that's fantastic. Everybody's on this side. If we could come out on this side as well, that'd be great. That's it. Some on this side as well. That'd be good. Well done. Fantastic. Wow, you guys. Wow, look at you. Do you want to look that way so everybody can see you? It's a big thing, isn't it? It's a big, big thing. Look at this, everybody. Some amazing uniforms there, isn't there? Wow. So, we also want to pray for these wonderful people. So should we lift our hands towards them, to heaven and towards them? By lifting our hands towards them, we're identifying. I'm going to ask Andrew. Pastor Andrew is going to come out. We're going to pray together and we're going to pray for everybody right now. But we want to just pray God's goodness over you guys. So we pray, Lord Jesus, thank you for all of these young people, whether they've come forward, some seated in their seats still right now, older, younger people, a bit much maybe to sometimes come and stand here. But if you're seated in your seat, be blessed. And if you're standing at the front, we pray particularly that you will all be blessed and encouraged. It's a big thing starting afresh, whether you're starting a new school or you're going back to the same school, or it's a new class, it's a new year. For some, it's maybe reception. I've heard a few that are going back to reception for the first time. We pray, whether it's nursery, year one, reception, it's a few more years ahead than that. Could be year 10 or 11. It might be that you're going back to university, high school. We pray that you'll have amazing time. You'll have fantastic teachers. Your school will go well. The teachers will be encouraged. But most of all, you will have the hand of God on your lives. Just as we had that message from Neil Bridger that said something happened when you prayed, we pray for you this morning to have the blessing and hand of God on your lives and your school. In the name of Jesus, we pray. May you be encouraged. May you not be fearful. May you enjoy. May it be exciting. And may you do your very best. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And now, if you are a teacher, a support teacher, you're part of pastoral care, you're a children's worker, you're a youth worker, you're a dinner nanny, you're involved, could you come and, you might want to stand, come and stand with us. I know it's a big thing to ask. If you're involved in our toddlers, our youth, if you're involved in the community in any way with young people, particularly, just come and stand. That's great. Andrew's going to pray over you guys as you come. We've got people in our own church, you're involved in uni, you're going into uni. Andrew's going to come and pray and speak over you guys.
Great. Helen really brought to our attention the importance of God's word, and Tim, as he was leading us in worship earlier, said that about being defined by God's word, the truth of God's word, and not what others may speak over. And this is for the youngest to the oldest, and for teaching staff as well. And Ephesians says this: for we are God's masterpiece. He has created anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he has planned for us a long time ago. And I want to encourage us to take hold of this new term with the good things that God has planned for you and to do through you. So, and just as Solomon prayed for wisdom, we want to pray for those who work with our children, young people, in schools, teaching, support staff, midday supervisors, carers. Lord, we just want to pray for wisdom. We want to pray for discernment. We want to pray for words of knowledge. Want to pray for a revelation of your heart as they step into doing what you've called them to do. Lord, I pray that you'd help them see that this is more than a job or a career move, but this is actually an opportunity to carry your kingdom in Jesus' name. Lord, to be full of your Holy Spirit and make a difference where you've called them to be. So Lord, we just thank you for those who give their time and care and support and teach and encourage and equip our children and young people. And Lord, we just pray that your hand rest upon them in Jesus' mighty name. May they do their best, but may they also know that they're carriers of your presence, Lord Jesus. In your mighty name we ask. Amen.
Amen. Let's give them a great round of applause. Teachers, children. And you know, this is the church of today, not just the church of tomorrow. Children are just as much church of today. You can go back to your seats now. We're going to take up our tithes and offerings. And just as this morning, we were encouraged to do our best. Do our best in God. Give God our best. Let's be a people that want to give God our very best. Let's be a people that give God our best. Whatever that means to you and means for me. Let's stand together. We're going to bring our tithes and offerings. We pray you have a fantastic day as we seek to live for God, give our lives to God, give him our very best. We look forward to seeing you this evening, 6 o'clock in our evening gathering. We'd love to see you. We're going to look at our past not being our future as we seek to go and do our best for God. Let's stand as we bring our tithes and offerings for him and have an amazing day. God bless you.
Great your faith.